looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us this day in the house of God. Pray for the needs and requests of each one. Open up your heart. It certainly is a blessing to be able to gather together. And I want to say again, it's just no telling what the Lord may do here today. And I praise Him for what He will do and can do. Well, going to ask Josh to come around. He's going to open up for us, and you hear him gladly this morning.
Matthew chapter number 11. It's good to be back today in Sunday school. Today we start our summer quarter entitled God is Just and Merciful. It's fallen my lot today to tell us about today's lesson, justice and Sabbath laws. For my time today, I want to speak on where do we find rest? Where do we find rest? If you go all the way back to the book of Genesis, God the Father, the creator of the world, the sovereign God of the universe said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He made day and He made night. He made the heavens and the atmosphere, the solar system. He made the waters and the reservoirs. He then made the earth and He gathered the waters and He made seas. He made the grass and the herbs and the trees and the fruits. He then made the seasons, the days, and the years. He made the sun, He made the moon and the stars. He then made the birds, the fowls of the air, the whales, the fish. He then made all the insects and the animals, the cattle, the beasts of the field. And finally, He made man, and then He created woman from man. But in Genesis 2:2, it says, "And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made." Verse 3 says, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made." MacArthur states, "Certainly our God, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, did not need physical rest due to weariness or to weakness. But He established a pattern for man's work cycle and modeled the need for us to rest." Not a command, but modeled a need for us to rest. He knew man would need rest. You see, God is telling Adam and Eve, "You need to rest." God is telling us the same. Man works hard, ain't it? We're busy. We got a lot going on in our lives. But God has modeled us to rest. Take physical rest. That's scriptural today. Your body is tired from this journey. It's okay to rest. The Sabbath day found its origins here in creation when God rested on the seventh day. But Moses' commandment of the Sabbath day is found in Exodus 20, verse 10, "But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." Although God rested on the seventh day, God did not command men prior to the Mosaic law to rest on the seventh day. It was in the Mosaic law that the requirement was first expressed. Then it became in the Mosaic law a special covenantal sign between God and Israel. Listen carefully today, because many misunderstand this. The Sabbath commandment is one of the Ten Commandments of Exodus 20. It is the only commandment that is non-moral. the only one that is a ceremonial command. It is the one of the Ten Commandments that is uniquely between God and Israel as a ceremonial rule. All the other nine are moral absolutes. The reason we know this for sure is the New Testament church. Every other command is repeated, those moral commands. But the Sabbath is not repeated. It is not repeated in the New Testament because it was a unique covenantal sign, much like circumcision, between God and Israel. At the time Jesus and his disciples, the time during our lesson today, the Sabbath was in fact the ceremonial law of God. However, it was not a binding law for the church of today, but it was for Israel. You can go read Colossians 2. This is not what I say. This is what Paul says and the Bible says. Verse 16 and 17, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow. Those are a shadow of things to come. And who was that, Paul says? But the body is of Christ. Okay? So the Lord would honor the Sabbath, and so would his disciples, insofar that God intended to be honored. But you see, these rabbis, these Pharisees, these Sadducees, they made so many ridiculous things up to the Sabbath that they would not honor. Even in truly honoring the Sabbath, they were in violation of some Pharisaic traditions, and this they could not tolerate. The Sabbath was the focus of all their religious activity, and they added so much stuff to it that instead of it being a day of ceasing and a day of rest, it became a day of an incredible burden. Yes, sir. When they came to the seventh day of the week, or Saturday as we know it, the laws, rules, and routines that they had to keep made it more difficult to rest than it was to work the other 6 days. There were more work trying to rest than there was work trying to work. I don't have time this morning to go over all these rabbinic laws in the Talmud, but there's 24 chapters listing all the Sabbath laws. And what Jesus is doing today in our lesson, he's breaking their Sabbath laws. The forming of their rejection of Christ occurred because he violated their Sabbath, their rules. Just listen to some of these crazy things. This was the final straw, they said. You couldn't eat certain food on the Sabbath. You couldn't dye wool on the Sabbath. A scribe couldn't carry his pen on the Sabbath. You couldn't lay in the sun on the Sabbath. You couldn't throw something up in one hand and catch it in the other in the Sabbath. You couldn't boil an egg on the Sabbath. You couldn't light a fire on the Sabbath. You couldn't carry a book on the Sabbath because you might read it. You couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. Do you know what the Sabbath became? It was a pain in the neck. It was impossible to rest. You couldn't do anything. No wonder they were laboring and heavy laden, sick to death of a system that has been imposed on them by these legalists. The Sabbath was the focus of everything. The people were under this incredible burden. I said they were under a burden this morning. But wait, there was even a law that you couldn't carry a burden on the Sabbath. Sounds like some of the lists today. Just made up rules. You've been trying to live by these lists, by these rules. What did Peter say in Acts? He said, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear this morning? We can't bear these burdens today, these lists. We can't keep them. You got to be tired and worn out. Again, Colossians 2:16 says, tells us that the Mosaic Sabbath has no symbolic or ritual place in the New Covenant Church. You say, I've been good keeping my list this week. I'm doing good. Well, we're all doing good just about as much as the Yellow Deli and a seven-day Adventist. I'm just being honest today. Really, I need rest from this sin-cursed world. I don't know about you, My flesh, I need help. I mean, work is hard. There's stress in my life. I don't know about y'all today, but I'm stressed from this world. I need help to be a godly husband, to be a godly father. But where can I find rest? Not in these lists today. I'm carrying a burden. My load is heavy this morning. Anyone here like this today? Is your burden heavy? Because mine is. I'm just being honest. I need rest. You see, God showed us how to rest, physical, and when we should rest from our hard week of work. Moses made a law for the Israelites for a day of rest. And then this got corrupted by the scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' day. But my question today is, where do we find rest? Apostle Paul, he tells us in Colossians again, 2:17 this morning, it's in Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that, but I'm glad Jesus tells us today. Jesus tells us in Matthew 11, just before our lesson today, he tells a group of people where we can find rest. He knew these people were struggling with the Sabbath laws, with the burdens of life. He knows who you are today. He knows we're here today and we're struggling with the cares of life, with the burdens of life, things going on. Maybe you're here today. Listen to these verses. Jesus, he is the one who can give rest. Amen. Look at your Bibles in Matthew 11, verse number 28. Some of you may be here lost today. He can give you rest. Oh, yeah. Come unto me, Jesus says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. Amen. Come to him this morning who are weary and tired and need rest. Some may need salvation today. Turn from your sin and turn to Christ. Come find rest in Jesus, not in a list, not in a Sabbath day, but in Jesus Christ. Come find rest. Any lost souls here today? I remember the day he said, come to me. Almost 29 years ago, Jesus took my sin burden. I'm thanking for that. Who needs rest? Who needs salvation? But verse 29, not only salvation, he says, take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Then after salvation, you become a disciple and you can learn of Jesus. That's what he says. You learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest in me. This morning, are there any disciples out there that need rest? We need to know more about Jesus. That's how we get rest. We need to get in his word. Need some sanctification today. Who needs rest? Come find rest for the Christian journey, for the Christian walk. He says, for the stress of life, and come and rest. Quit trying to follow these rules and these lists and find rest in Jesus. It's not about a list, but it's about learning more about Jesus today. Verse 30 says, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One writer says, my yoke is my song. And I think that's true for any Christian. There is a yoke of obedience. There is a yoke of submission to Jesus Christ. But it's not grievous, it's joyous today. It's the greatest liberation in life to do the will of the Father. This is the greatest lightness and the greatest ease in my life when I obey. When we obey, when we submit to him, but it is when we disobey that this yoke chafes at my neck. It suffocates us, but in obedience and submission to the Lordship of Jesus, there's an ease, there's a lightness of the load. Come and find rest this morning. Come and find rest. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name today that we can find rest in you, that we can find rest in Jesus. It's not in a Sabbath day, but it's in a Savior this morning. I thank you that we can come learn more about Jesus, learn more about you, and find rest. Father, help me, help my life. Lord, help the stress in my life. Father, help me be the husband and the father that I need to be. Help us to be the Sunday school teacher, the member of this church that we need to be. Father, bless us and help us. Bless every teacher that'll stand. Bless the singing and the preaching, I pray. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed. Amen.